This is Degaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is 2-3 page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 47, entitled The Fipping of High School / College Fluffies. Description. This flyer shows how high school and college males who are fed up with feminazi bitching and feminist put-downs can scare women to be nice to men by telling women about the main ideas of MGTOW and masculism, and that these women will not have a baby nor get a man. Flyer itself. The fipping of high school / college fluffies. If you're a male high school or college student, and you're fed up with being verbally harassed by feminist-minded females and would like to shut them up, or even better, scare the shit out of them so that they are actually nice to you, then listen up. You can scare them by telling them the essence of masculine / MGTOW ideas and threaten them that if they are still not nice to men, then their chances of getting a man will reduce from about 1 in 3 to about 1 in 30, more or less. Women on the whole tend not to like listening to men argue with them logically, but in this case they will probably listen because you are talking to them about something that is critical to their whole existence, namely having a baby. Building and raising babies is the raison d'etre of females. Their whole DNA and psyches are geared towards that end. They evolved to be like that. So, how do you scare them and force them to be nice to you? By threatening them with the idea that they will not be able to have a baby because too many men refuse to give them one. That will get their attention. Many women won't even be able to get a man. So what's the deal? Tell them about the man strike. That is, the fact that 2/3 of young men in the US under 35 refuse to marry and have kids. So already, the odds of a woman getting a man in today's world is only 1 in 3. If that woman is a man-dumping, misandrist, feminazi bitch, the odds will be much lower, say 1 chance in 30, because most men today are utterly fed up with feminazi bitching and feminist put-downs of males. These men refuse to have relationships with such women. Such men don't even want to fuck them, especially if these feminazi bitches are fat and have made themselves sexually repulsive to men. Tell them that there's a way to have a relationship with these MGTOW men going their own way and with masculists, and that is to tweetweff, that is 2A2F, two apartments, two FIPs. FIP is financially independent person, where both male and female partners are FIPs and both have their own apartment, so that when the relationship fails, as most do, they both return to their own apartment. The man gets the regular sex he needs without the cost of a relationship with a fluffy. That's a traditional woman who expects to be able to parasite on a man's money, treating him as an exploitable checkbook, which has a 1 in 4 chance of ending in a toxic divorce that financially massacres the man and ruins his whole life. But for a woman to be able to enter into a tweetweff relationship with a man who refuses to marry and have a kid, she has to be a FIP. That means that she has to study FIP majors at high school and college. Otherwise, if she studies fluffy crap, that is, not math and not the sciences, at high school, she can only study fluffy crap at college. So in her 30s, she will be much less likely to be able to afford to buy herself a middle-class house to raise her kids in. So she will look around for some male robot manslave to parasite upon, so that he pays for the house for her and her kids, all in exchange for a bit of pussy from her from time to time. Tell her that the masculists are a lot more political than the MGTOWs. Tell her the masculists have a major political goal, namely to wipe out fluffydom, aka, also known as, manslavery, by wiping out fluffies, by refusing to have relationships with them, so that fluffies rot on the shelf to extinction. Tell her that fluffies are hated by masculists. Tell her that fluffies are treated as immoral, parasitic, manslaving vermin by masculists. If the feminist you are talking to is a fluffy, studying fluffy crap, for example at college, psychology, sociology,
languages, philosophy, women's studies, etc.
And two-thirds of college women do study fluffy crap, that is, not the professions, for example, medicine, dentistry, architecture, law, etc., nor the techs, for example, engineering, computer science, physics, math, chemistry, geology, etc. Then you can accuse her, "You're a fluffy. You will not get a man. You certainly won't get a kid. Only one woman in three gets a kid. Because you're a fluffy, your chances of living with a man are very small. So if you want to raise the odds a bit, you had better do two things. One, stop studying fluffy crap and study a fit major. And two, be nice to men, or you'll be punished by men who will ignore you and treat you as fluffy vermin." If that doesn't shut her up and scare her to be nice to you, then cross her off. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. YouTube channel name de Garis, Masculist, MGTOW, Flyers. Ciao.